Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Good morning, everybody. Hallelujah. We thank God for our administrator. Hey, woo, we have a wonderful administrator. I'm telling y'all, y'all have no idea. Amen. We certainly honor the spirit of the living God. Forgive me for the noise in the background. I'm driving here. But hallelujah, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Hallelujah. Pray for the evangelist. Hallelujah. This morning. All right. We pray. We're going to turn it loose for the intercessor. Amen. To come forth. Amen. While I adjust myself in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you this morning, Lord God. We magnify you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. We thank you, Lord God, that you allow us for another day, God. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. You touched us, Lord God, and Lord, and told us to go upon our way, to help us to be upon our way today, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you that you forgive us for our sin on today, God. Sins of omission, sins of commission, God. We ask you that you be with us on today. Lead and guide us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We give you a praise of thanks, Lord God, because, Lord, you are our Lord. You're our Savior. You're our soon-coming King, Lord God. You're our battle-axe, Lord God. You are everything that we need to be. You're a mother for the motherless, a father for the fatherless, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we could call upon you and you will answer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because you're the God that never sleeps. You never slumber, Lord God. You're Alpha and Omega, Lord God. You omniscient. You all-knowing, God. You at the same, you everywhere, Lord God, at the same time, God. In the name of Jesus, God. You could be working on a case here, Lord God, in the States. And, Lord God, and working on a case, Lord God, oh, God, in another country, Lord God. Oh, my God, you omniscient, God. You all-knowing, God. And we thank you, God, all powerful God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you care for us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because we were made in your image and in your likeness, Lord God. We thank you, God, that you were so mindful of us, even before we was formed in our mother's womb, Lord God. Lord God, you had our plans and purpose in store for us, God. And we thank God. And we thank you, Lord God. Lord, as we just sit back and bask upon you, up on your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we get excited. excited, Lord God, just about your word, Lord God. We ask you this morning, Lord God, that you go before the leader, Evangelist Wilkes, Lord God, the teacher. Go before her today. Word her mouth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Protect her while she's driving, Lord God. Oh, God, let angels be encamped around her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Provide her with what she needs, Lord. I'm out of it, oh, Shekiah, God. Let the fire, Lord God, of the Holy Ghost, God, let it come out of her belly, Lord God. Let the fire of the word, Lord God, reach the masses of the people, Lord, today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, your word tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord God, you are good, good, good. Oh, some say you are gooder than good. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus, Lord God, who died up on Calvary for us, Lord God. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, continue for the visionary of the line, Lord God. Pray for his strength, Lord God. Pray for his body, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to strengthen him, Lord God. Continue to stay healed, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you today. Continue to be praying for Administrator Brian, Lord God. Lord God, you say all is well. All is well, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to heal her body. Continue to strengthen, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, with their granddaughter, Lord God. You did it again, God. You did it again, God. Continue to heal her, Lord God. Continue to be with her, Lord God. We dispatch angels to be around her throughout her life, Lord God, to lead her, to guide her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our leaders across the world today, Lord God. You told us to pray for those that are in leadership, Lord God. We have to pray for them, Lord God, because they're the one, Lord God, that makes the decision for mankind, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you do it, Lord God, for them, God. Oh, God, you protect them, Lord God. Give them your wisdom, Lord God. Your wisdom from on high, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, even in the forecast, God, in the future, some are saying, Lord God, the famine is coming in the land, Lord God. Some are saying, Lord God, there's going to be a shift, God, in the mind of Moshekiah, God, and it's going to be such a great shift, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that your sons and daughters will prophesy, God, in the name of Jesus, God. There's going to be a great point out, God, up on all mankind. Oh, God, Moshekiah, God, Lord God, help us to be ready, God. Help us to continue to look up, God. And when we look up, Lord God, we look up to you, Lord God. You're our help, God. You're our source, God. You're everything that we need to be, Shekiah, God. In the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you have taken our fathers, God. You have taken our spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, God. And now, God, you have left the sons back here, God. You have left the sons and the daughter, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, we are ready, God. Oh, God, help us to be ready, God, for your outpouring, God. Help us to be ready in that shift, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God. We ask you to continue to help our young people on today, God. So much peer pressure, Lord God. Oh, God, that's coming up against them, God. Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, oh God, to protect our children's ear gates. Protect their eye gate, Lord God. Protect their hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. We call on our Father. You are our Father, God, which art in heaven, Lord God. Hallowed be thy name, God. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth, God, as it is in heaven, God. Give us this day, Lord God, our daily bread, Lord God, and forgive us our debt, God, today, and forgive our debt toward God. We ask you to lead us not into temptation, Lord God, but deliver us from evil, God. For thine is the kingdom, God, and the power, God, and the glory, God, forever and ever and ever and ever, Lord God. And Lord God, we carefully, God, give you the praise, give you the honor, give you the glory, God, because it belongs to you, Lord God. Everything that we are, God, everything that we're about to come, God, you know, Shekiah, God, Lord God, it's because of you, Lord God. It's because of your grace, son, Shekiah, God. It's because of your mercy, God, that you bestowed upon us today, God. And we say thank you, Lord God. For God, we give you the highest praise on today, God. Hallelujah, Shekiah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Woo, bless your name, God. We ask you to come in, God, on the line, God. Oh, God, you're already here. I know, Shekiah, God. But move on the line, God. Have free course in every home, God. Every listener, God. By the sound of my voice, God. Lord God, I decree and declare, Lord God, what their prayers are, God, their need are, God, that they will receive it on today, God, and this day forward, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we command our atmosphere on today, God, that it be conducive for healing, God. Let it be conducive for salvation, God. Let it be conducive, Lord God, that you may be able to abode and abide here, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us hear today, God, what the Spirit has said unto the church, Lord God. Lord God, we seek your face today, God, and not your hand, Lord God. All we could continue to say, God, thy will be done. Thy will be done today, God, in our life, God, in our land, God. Lord God, continually to heal it, God. Continually to open up doors of opportunity, God, for your people, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continually to raise up leaders, God. Continually to raise up Joshua's, God. Continually to raise up Esther's and Deborah's, God. Oh, God, continually to raise up Hannah's, God. Come on, Nitty Osakaya, God. That may be able, God, to nurse you, Lord God, and lead your people, God, from out of Egypt to Goshen, God, in this evil day and time that we're living in, Lord God. Oh, God, where the people, God, they say wrong is right, God, and right is wrong, Lord God, and the love of many, God, have waxed cold, God. And we ask you this morning, Lord God, to guard our heart, God. Heal Shekiah, Lord God. Guard our hearts today. Protect our hearts today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Because we are your temple, God. We are your people, God. Oh, God, the sheep in your pasture, God. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, we call on him today, God. Oh, God, because when we call on Jesus, God, Lord God, something changed in the atmosphere, God. When we call on Jesus, God, something changed down on the inside of us, God. When we call on Jesus, Lord God, demons tremble, God, by the name of Jesus, Lord God. Your only begotten Son, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you today for Jesus. We thank you today, God, for Jesus, that we may praise him in the morning time. We praise him at the noonday hour. We praise him in the evening, God. We praise him before we go to bed, God. We praise him in the midnight hour, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God, we continue to apply the blood, God, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, God, from the crown of our head, God, to the sole of our feet, God. We are saturated in the blood, God. We are dripping in the blood, God, because you said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord, God. Wherever we tread our feet, God, that land you have given it unto us, God, this day, God, and moving forward, God, Lord God, we decree and declare, God, we walk, God, in our abundance, God. We walk in, Lord God, in everything, Lord God, that you have given us, God, everything, God, that you have promised us, God. And we praise you in advance, God. We praise you in advance, God, for every healing, God, for every surgery, Lord God. We praise you in advance, God, because you have done it already, Lord God. And we praise you while we wait, God, for the manifestation of the God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, as we invite you into our heart. We thank you as we invite you into our space and into our time, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we carefully give you the glory, the honor and the praise, because it belonged to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And to God be the glory.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to his word, submit to his call, and submit to his commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paid for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
For you have fought for me,
yes.
Defeated death for me, the weight of sin, you carried it for me, your never-ending love, what you've done. We give you glory, oh God.
Somebody give him glory. Come on, somebody open your mouth. Now open your mouth and give him glory. Come on, some of y'all been watching us all night. Come on, open up your mouth and give
him glory. Hallelujah. Thank you. We do give him glory. Good morning again to each and every one of you that just joining us. Amen. On this third Friday morning. Hallelujah. Truly, the Spirit of the living God is just hovering. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I thank him for taking me over these dangerous highways and byways. I don't want to take it for granted, hallelujah, that I'm doing it on my own. Glory to God, hallelujah. But he's a magnificent, wonderful God, our Savior. Hey, glory, hallelujah, is making it possible for us. All right, this morning, amen. Administrator, hallelujah, do we have any questions on the floor?
Good morning, Vandis Wilkes and everyone that's listening. Yes, ma'am, we do have a couple of questions from the youth that are on the floor this morning. The first question is, what is Israel's role in the end time? Every time there's a conflict in or around Israel, many see it as a sign of the quickly approaching end time.
One of the things we need to understand is the purpose that God has put them here for us to watch them. And a lot of times, actually this is one of my Bible trivia questions several months back, that some do not recognize. They just think, well, he's God's chosen, there's God's chosen people. And but they play a major role. If you study the end times, because of the rejection, and what I'm saying, because they reject the Messiah. They have to go through some things. And in order for them to come into the full revelation that the Messiah was here, these things have to take place. So they're in the transitioning from the place where they rejected to the place where they receive it. Now, there's some Messianic Jews, and what that means is those are the Jews that does recognize Jesus. They do recognize him as the Messiah. And then there's the ones that there's this Orthodox. They're the ones that do not recognize him as the Messiah. So therefore, when you look at the role and the things that you have to study it out in Daniel, and you have to put it in the First and Second Thessalonians, and different various scriptures that talks about the end time. Our role, as you can see, we say that they are the time clock to the world. So you take what's going on, line it up to the Word of God, and you can see that the coming, we keep hearing that the coming of the Lord is near. That ain't just no, you know, just the day of Noah. Noah kept preaching to the people. He kept telling them it's going to rain, it's going to rain. But they just thought he was crazy because they had never seen rain. We had never seen, which we keep saying, the Lord is coming. Say, oh, they've been saying that since Jesus was here. But that doesn't mean he ain't coming. They didn't take it seriously when Noah was telling them it was going to rain, neither. But it happened. Fascinating that this question come this morning, because as I was getting on the road this morning, administrator, I looked at the moon. I looked at the moon and I said, God, look how close the moon is to the earth. And it seemed like it was so close that I could reach my arm up and touch it. And only half was seeing. This is the revelation I got from it. People only see half of my glory. Ooh. I'm so close, but people is only seeing half of the glory. So, saying the things that's going on, all of the listeners and callers, if this is not a wake-up call for us, the song that's been in my heart this week is, and especially this morning, Mother Sidney, Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Mm-hmm. That's the song when I was driving down the street. I started singing it in my spirit. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Lord, I want to be ready on that great day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And God had given me a message. Amen. I don't know what's going to transpire today. I'm supposed to eulogize, but somehow all of that got chased around today. A young man, he lost his mother on Mother's Day. She passed away on Mother's Day. And so, in his distress, and I know I'm kind of shifting here, he called me yesterday, and in his distress, he was saying, Auntie, I'm actually his girlfriend's cousin, and he calls me Auntie. He said, I had to get my mother. But I can hear the desperation. I can hear the cry, what he wasn't saying. This is where we need to get. We need to hear the cry. And God is pleading with the people sign the time. I hope that answers the young person's question.
Amen. Yes, right now. Yes, ma'am. One of the youth want to know, what is the importance of Christian baptism?
Oh, really? All right. This is where I was going. I need to get on this lesson here. The importance of baptism, and some people do not teach this. The importance of baptism is to wash away the sin. Just like you take your clothes and you put them in the wash machine and you put the detergent in there and you turn on the water and get the dirt and stains and stuff out. Or even if it's some stains, you have to use some extra stuff to put in there to get it out, or some grease or what have you, that tough grass stains or whatever it is. When we go to take baptism, it is a watery grave. It shows the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, saying that you, it's a sign that you're showing, and you're showing your faith, that you believe in Jesus Christ by the death, his burial, and his resurrection. How does that correlate with the baptism? The death is that you're repenting of the sins that you have inherited from the Adamic nature, from Adam. And all your sins and all of my sins that we have committed from the time we were born up until the point that we're getting ready to go down in that grave. And while you, after you repent, see that you, that's a part of the death part. You are departing from the old life, because when you rise up, you're supposed to rise up in the newness of life. When you go down in the water, that is the grave, the spiritual grave that is burying the old man. And then when you come up out the water, that shows the resurrection, that you are in alignment with the resurrection, that Jesus came from the grave. But you're in those that have been baptized, amen, that shows that you are not going to walk in the newness of life. And so it's very important that baptism is done, and it is done properly. Because you just don't want to go down wet and come up wet and still not perform the things that is. I want to take to you to Mark chapter number 16. And Jesus was talking to his disciples. And we're going to start in verse number 11. It says, afterwards he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, because Judas had already committed suicide, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. So this is they didn't believe. But when you're baptized, this helps you to show that you believe that he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. There's something that's about the name of Jesus. When the name of Jesus is called upon over you, when you go down in that watery grave, that name of Jesus, hallelujah, when it comes, when you come, it's the detergent that washes the sins away.
because only the name of Jesus can take away fear. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. But this is just telling you, after you are baptized, and you, because you believe and you follow him, that these things are going to happen. Also, what is not explained to the candidate or whoever is being baptized. As you are baptized, your name is also written in the Lamb Book of Life. So they say heaven rejoices, the angels rejoices, okay? So your name is written. So this is how that you know baptism is necessary. But people don't preach baptism anymore. They just want you to have that dry, clean salvation. They just repeat after me and you say, so that's part of it. You're not just repeating, but repenting. If anybody can repeat something and, you know, and they keep on going, well, like they're going. But we're responsible for preaching the gospel. What is the gospel? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And so baptism is necessary for a believer to know that they are partners, or they're partnering, they're giving their lives as the outward expression or outward show that you are now being converted from a sinner, that you're now coming into kingdom walk, okay? I hope that that explains why baptism is necessary. Because like I said, some people don't teach it. They don't, they feel that it's not necessary for you to go in the water. And let me say this. Sprinkling is not baptism. No. We know that some say you just get sprinkled and, you know, anointed and you baptized. No. Baptismo, is an immersion. It's a submersion under the water, okay? And you have to know that when you I never see nobody that die and they sprinkle dirt on them and they bury. Administrator, you ever seen that? Because I sure ain't seen it. I soon to be 59 and I ain't seen it yet. But those people that are buried, they are covered. The dirt covers them. They go down in the grave. And so we got to go down in the grave, in the water grave. So that when he said, when we rise up, we're walking in the newness of life. All right, and that's my answer to the individual.
And this is a statement. This is together. It says very simply, baptism is an outward testimony of the inward change in a believer's life. And Christian baptism is an act of obedience to the Lord after salvation. Although baptism is closely associated with salvation, it is not a requirement to be saved. Can you give me your input on that?
I said it again.
Very simple. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I didn't just hear the last part.
Okay. So very simply, baptism is an outward testimony change in a believer's life. Christian baptism is an act of obedience to the Lord after salvation. Although baptism is closely associated with salvation, it is not a requirement to be saved. Can you give me your input on that?
All right. Let's go to 1 Peter, chapter 3, verses 20 and 22. We're going to add that to topic. Peter, chapter 3. Let's turn here. And we're just going to take it from the word. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. Which sometimes were disobedient, and once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah. And we show in the days of Noah. While the ark was tearing within few, that is, eight souls were saved by water. The like figure whereto even baptism doth also now save us, not putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of good conscience towards God, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who is gone into heaven and is on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers being made subject to him. So if it was necessary for the eight souls to be in the ark in order to be saved, the water says, and they were saved by water. So much. We also go in the water for our sins to be washed away. Amen. Any other questions or comments?
That's all I have at this time, Evangelist Wilkes.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you what God gave me. And I can do no more. Amen. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as this word is about to come forth, help it come forth with the understanding that you would have us to have on today. We give you all praise, glory, and honor. In the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Turning your Bibles, if you are reading along with me, John chapter 11. We're going to read verses 1, verse 4, verse 18 through 20. Then we're going to go to Luke chapter 19, verses 2 through 5. And then we're going to land at Revelation 3 and 20. I know it sounds odd. Just hang on in here. Luke chapter 11, verse number 1, 4. A certain man was sick named Lazarus, Bethany, town of Mary and her sister Martha. When Jesus heard that he said, this sickness is not to death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of Man might be glorified thereby. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Mary and to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. And then Martha was so soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Take note, Martha was, but Mary was sitting still. turn to Luke. It might not make sense to you right now, but hold on. Chapter 19, verses 2 through 5. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. He was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little set. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was the path that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up, saw him, said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste. Martha was moving, Mary was sitting still. And come down, for the day, for today, I must abide at thy house. Zacchaeus was moving too. Go to Revelation, chapter number 3, verse number 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, open the door. I will come in to him, and he is me. And the topic this morning is, are you waiting on Jesus? If so, then let him in. Are you waiting on Jesus? If so, let him in. Here we have three witnesses. Mary and Martha, who were sisters, who had a brother that died. Mary was just sitting still, waiting. Martha, she had to go run and eat. Lazarus wanted to see Jesus. So he climbed up in the tree, and Jesus had to tell him to come down. Coming to the house. But the reason why I believe that the Lord says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Because there's many that are moving and many that are sitting. And either way, they're looking for Jesus, but they haven't let him in. I'm going to say that again. Either you're moving or you're sitting. Some have not decided to make Jesus their choice. There's some that's saying in their spirit, but I got to see some more. I got to have some more proof. I'm not ready yet. So I got to, they just watch it to see what's going on. But then you have those that are moving about, and some that they know of Jesus. They come to see him, but they don't let him in. Either way, whatever category that those individuals are, they must understand that he said, if you hear my voice, there are so many that are not hearing the voice, but they just seeing the signs. They're seeing the actions of those that are around about them that are believers, and they're proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, but if you hear his voice, there's another passage of scripture that said, the day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. We are not to harden our hearts by the things that have happened in our lives. the things that we see others do that profess Christ and they not acted like Christ. But you know my topic that for the real faith stands, either you is or you ain't. Praise the Lord. So therefore, he said, if you hear my voice, open. Now, you just can't just hear his voice. Seeing those that just watching him pass by, they, you know, they see him, but they ain't hearing, and they certainly have not opened the door. When Jesus told Zacchaeus, see, Zacchaeus was looking for something. But I believe when he told him that he was coming to his house, glory, I believe Zacchaeus not only heard his voice, but he opened up the door for Jesus to come in. Hey, glory, hallelujah, this is good to me. He said, I will come in, and then I will sup with him. He will come in and sup with you. He will come in and sup with me. What is that sup? He will begin to open up your understanding. He will begin to feed you. He will begin to nourish you. He will begin to get you to the place that your spirit, hallelujah, longs for to meet with the master. And say, and he with me. So not only, hallelujah, does he want relationship with you, but he wants you to have relationship with him. This is what he's saying. So are you waiting on Jesus? Are you looking for him just with your eyes? Or are you looking for him with your spirit? And if you're looking for him either way, have you decided to let him in? Oh, glory, hallelujah. It's not enough, hallelujah, to go to church. It's not enough to sing in the choir. It's not enough to play a musician, a musical instrument. It's not enough to just go through the motions. But you got to put on the whole plan of salvation. You got to be born of the water and the Spirit. When Peter on the day, he called him stiff-necked. The day of Pentecost. We know Pentecost is about to approach us. But you have to understand, on the day of Pentecost, they were waiting. Hallelujah. When they heard that sound of the rushing mighty wind, I believe that they opened up, they heard and they opened up their hearts fully to the Spirit through the sound. And that's when God began to fill them with the utterance. And not they learned themselves, but what he had given them. It was with one accord, because why? He was something with them, and they began to suffer with him. It's important, saints of the Most High God, listeners, all of those that are on this line this morning, young, middle-aged, and senior alike. We got to get this thing. We got to get it so that we can know, hallelujah, with the maturity. When he said, come, my people, come, hey, we can rise up and we can be in that great supper, Lamb supper. We're going to be able to eat, drink, and be merry. Not like how we think, like the party hardy, but we're going to be merry. We're going to drink from the, hallelujah, from that fountain. Oh, glory, that fountain of joy, that fountain there's no more sorrow, that fountain, hallelujah, that we will live for eternity. Jesus is standing at the door. And after Avon lady said, ding dong, he not, hallelujah, a salesperson, a other lives trying to give you, sell you something that might break down 5 or 6 months later. But hallelujah, rest assured, when you let him in, there is a guarantee. A guarantee that if you let him in and let him work inside of us, that we will be purged from our sins. Only if we pick the sins back up. Now, we do that. But he is there to take away the sins. He tells us, hallelujah, in his word, oh, glory to God. And I think this is one of my most favorite passages of all time. When we read it, hallelujah, that he tells us in, amen, Matthew chapter number 1. And he says here, I'm getting there, and in verse number 21, and she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all of this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So when we know that when Jesus said he's going to save his people, he was the representation of God being manifest in the flesh. Tells us that over in John chapter 1. You have to read it. So therefore, we thank God, hallelujah, if we hear the word of the Lord, we have to eat the whole roll. We can't just do part of it and think that we're okay. That is a trick of the enemy to have us to only do part or to only believe part. Because, see, that's how they got tricked up in the garden. Because they didn't stick with what God had told them. They listened to the enemy and strayed from what God had said. And this is where we cannot mess up. That we can't take on our own mindset and begin to say our thoughts or the enemy's thoughts to dictate to us what God has said. We have to do it line upon line, precept upon precept. Whether we believe it or agree with it or not, it's still God's word, and he ain't changing it. So we might as well accept it, follow it, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because get in there and knock it. You got to let him in. And he's going to sup with us, and we're going to sup with him. There is something that we must do in preparation for that great day. Jesus is getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? Are you waiting on Jesus? If so, let him in. Don't give him part of your heart, but he wants your whole heart. He wants us to follow everything he said. That was the purpose of the beginning of the Ten Commandments. Be ye holy, for he is holy. God wants us to follow and be in relationship with him. Bless you, and it's the word on this morning. Administrator, give us a commercial, and if you want to give us a song, that's fine, and then we'll come back and open up the floor for questions and comments.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name and
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Friday Morning Word with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes of Indianapolis, Indiana. It is our prayer that together we can submit to His Word, submit to His call, and submit to His commission in order to stay on the path Jesus has paved for us. The first hour of the program is dedicated to the youth, so we welcome all youth and youth leaders. God bless you. Sit back and relax and enjoy the Friday Morning Word broadcast with Evangelist Carlina Wilkes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
All right, we're going to open up the floor for questions and comments. If you are on the blog side, it's a worldwide network, and then international side, you can press one on the dial of your phone, or you can put something in the chat room. If you're on the conference line, you will be able to make your comment by star 6. If you do not desire to be audible, you can text 334-440-6152. That's 334-440-6152. Remember, we're live all over the world. Amen. So you can come in, make yourself known that you're there. Amen. Hallelujah. So is there anyone from the blog side?
No direct questions. No direct questions. However, just a statement. The young people in a group wanted to say thank you so much for answering their questions and shedding some light of understanding for them, and they appreciate you.
Amen. I appreciate you as well, young people. This is necessary for us to know that we have to know truth. And just because I'm saying what I'm saying, dig in that word. Study the scriptures on baptism. Study the scriptures on salvation. And then from that, when you study, you still don't understand, come back with your questions. You can even email Lauren Matthews Ministry at gmail.com. And the administrator will get those questions to the appropriate leaders and whoever you're addressing it to, so that we can look up and see where you're coming from and get you an understanding according to the Word of God. So I appreciate you so much. No matter where you're calling from, young people, you are definitely on my heart. And we're going to go into more about knowing about salvation, because I feel that this is the time that we go, sometimes we have to go back to the basics. And, you know, even some people that think they've been saved for a long time, then they be like, I didn't know that. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And I'm not ashamed to say there's some things, no matter how long I've been saved, I don't know everything. So therefore, God still be opening up my understanding to certain things. Just because I'm Dr. Carlina Wilf doesn't mean that I know everything. I'm still yet learning, and I want to say with that childlike spirit that I can be taught. I can be teachable. Amen. I've learned stuff even from the comments. So that I don't want to call it stuff, but I learned from the comments. Amen. All right. We're going to move to the conference line. Remember, you can text 334-440-6152 if you have a comment. All right. From the conference line, you can star 6 at this time and come in if you have a question. Anyone have a question this morning? Ooh, good, good. Right? There's no questions this morning. So we certainly praise God for you being here this morning. Thank you, administrator, for being who you are. Amen. So glad. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad. Thank you, Mother Sydney, for prayer this morning. Amen. Glory to God. And I thank my listening audience, especially the young people. Some of you still in school. You haven't got out of school yet. But for all of those that are graduating from whatever grade level that you're graduating from, I applaud you. I celebrate you. And I pray that God will open up doors for you just because you get up in the morning, on Friday mornings or what, a Saturday morning or wherever morning you get up and listen to this conference live. And I pray that God will reward you diligently for seeking him right early in the morning, and that you would be finding favor above all of those of your peers. People are like, man, how you get that? Well, that's because I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and he rewarded me for hearing him. Hallelujah. That could be your testimony. For one last call, is there anyone with questions or comments from either side, blog or the conference line? Make sure that your line is unmuted. Amen, if you have a comment. All right. Well, Father, we thank you on this morning, oh God. We thank you for what our ears have heard, Lord, and we thank you for most of all being our God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you have made it plain. Lord God, even to Zacchaeus, you told him, hallelujah, that he must be born of the water, born of the Spirit. Father, as you spoke that to him, Lord God, he didn't understand. By and by, he received the word of God. He was willing to do whatever it took, Lord God, to receive salvation. We thank you, Lord God, that you have left on record, oh God, hallelujah, what must be done for us to be saved. Not to bicker, not to argue about it, Lord, not to have get all jumbled up. God, you make it plain to us. The more we hear, the more we want to receive of your word. We bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, hallelujah, this day, you continue to add daily, hallelujah, daily to the church, such as to be saved. Father, those that are listening in that have not made you their choice, they're still sitting back and contemplating about should they be saved. Lord, I pray that their heart will receive the word on today. They will decide to confess their faults and sin. God, decide to walk with you. Seek after your spirit. Seek after baptism. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord God, hallelujah. We certainly, certainly, certainly want to walk in obedience. Father, help us, oh God, for all unbelief that we may have, all fear that we have that is not of you, in your word says, fear it, not of you. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless the administrator, as you would bless all the students, all the listeners everywhere. We ask that you bless our visionary, Dr. LaRon Matthews, and all of the family, Lord, all the intercessors, all of those behind prison walls, and those on the missionary foreign field, those, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, that just continuously to work in the kingdom of God. Whoever they are, wherever they are, Lord God, I pray in the name of bountiful reward to their labor that they have sought on your behalf. We give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right. There's no questions or no more comments. Administrator, we're going to give it over to you.